奉主耶稣圣灵圣道。
Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
靠着圣灵的帮助。
By the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们继续以敬畏神的心来聆听从天上来的声音。
We continue with a godly heart to hear the voices from heaven.
今天我们从启示录听到第六次第八次从天上来的声音。
This evening we will be able to hear the eighth voice from heaven in the book of Revelation.
这是天上要告诉我们的是什么。
These are the matters that will be told to us from heaven.
我们看启示录的第十四章。
We turn to Revelation chapter 14.
我们来读十三节。
Verse 13.
启示录十四章十三节。
Revelation 14, verse 13.
第三，我听见从天上有声音说，你要写下，从今以后，在主里面而死的人有福了。圣灵说，是的，他们弃了自己的劳苦，做工的果效也随着他们。许多人都怕死。
Many people fear death.
包括我们主里面的人。
Including our members in Christ.
说不怕死，死亡临到很不甘愿，很多的埋怨。
Those who claim that they don't fear death, but as death comes upon them, they will have a lot of murmuring.
有时真的感觉到很累。
Sometimes we are tired of it.
我们所讲的，自己所讲的，自己每天在常常唱的诗歌。这样讲这样唱，但事情临到的时候是完全不一样的表现。
We talk about all of that in our sermons. We also sing about that in our hymns. But when things really happen, we have a different behavior.
讲到的时候讲到头头是道， 讲得很大声。
When we deliver the sermon, we speak very well and we speak loud.
但事情临到自己的时候，
But when the problems arise on us,
比一些信徒更糟糕。
We behave even worse than others.
所以每个人都怕死。
Many people fear death. Everyone fears death.
但每个人都会死。
Everyone will die.
每天都有人死。
Every day there are people dying.
但死的时候是死在哪里呢？
But where do we die?
圣经对怕死的人给了一个很大的安慰与提醒。
The Bible has given a very great comfort and also reminder to those who fear death.
安慰什么？
What is the comfort?
提醒什么？
What is the reminder?
就是这里说的。
It is as written here.
在主里面死了的人有福了。
Those who are dead in Christ are blessed.
这是圣经给我每一个会死的人的一个很大的安慰。
This is a great comfort from the Bible to us all who will die.
也给每一个会死的人一个很大的提醒。
And also a very great reminder to all of us who will die.
死的时候是死在哪里？
Where do we die? In when we die.
我们都很熟悉这一节圣经。
We are familiar with this Bible verse.
因为在每逢丧礼告别式时，我们都会常常讲、常常看的圣经章节。
We often recite this very Bible verse in every memorial or funeral service.
用这一节来安慰故人的家属。
We quote this verse to comfort the bereaved family.
安慰每一个活着的人。
And also everyone who is alive.
这个福呢，是启示录七福中的第二个福。
This blessing is also one of the seven blessings recorded in the book of Revelation.
就是在主里面死了的人有福了。
The blessed are those who die in the Lord.
我还没有讲这篇道理之前。
Before I begin this sermon,
我们先要搞清楚一件事。
We have to be clear with one matter.
什么叫做在主里面？
What does it mean in the Lord?
你要看清楚哦。
Take a close look at this.
不是说信耶稣的人大家死了都有福哦，不是哦。
It is not upon everyone who believes in Jesus.
你看清楚，这里不是说所有信耶稣的死了就有福，不是这样讲。
Take note that it is not referring to everyone who believes in Jesus.
这里是讲在主耶稣里面，在主里面死的人才是有福的哦。
It is explicitly mentioned here that it is those who die in the Lord.
这就是我说要搞清楚的事。
Therefore, we have to be clarified with that.
但很多信徒误会了这一节。
Many members have misunderstood.
我信主了，我洗礼了，我有福。死了，我有福了。
I have believed in Christ. I have been baptized, and therefore I am blessed.
但问题是，你在主耶稣里面呢
？But the real question is, do you?
你虽然信主了
，Are you in the Lord?
你洗礼了
，You are baptized.
你真的在主耶稣里面
？But do you really live in the Lord?
这个就是要好好去思考。
This verse to ponder over.
原来不一定信主的人都在主耶稣里面的。
Turn out to not all believers of Christ are in the Lord.
圣经有很多关于在主耶稣里面的圣经章节。
There are many Bible verses regarding about Jesus.
我们就讲一个就好。
We'll talk about one.
因为时间的关系，重点是要讲有福了。
Due to time factor, we'll talk about the blessing.
我们现在来搞清楚什么叫做在主里面。
Let's be clear with what does it mean to be in the Lord. 那一个在主
耶稣里面的，他有什么表现，有什么见证？
Those in the Lord, how do they behave?
我看一节就好哈。
We look at one verse.
请看哥林多后书五章。
Second Corinthians chapter 5.
你自己看看什么叫做在主耶稣里面。
Take a close look at this. What does it mean to be in the Lord?
哥林多后书第五章。
Second Corinthians chapter 5.
我们来读十七节。
We read verse 17.
一二三。若有人在基督里，他就怎么样？他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。你看清楚了这节圣经吗？
Take a close look at this Bible verse.
什么叫做新造的人？
What is a new creation?
如果有人说他是在耶稣里，
If one says he is in Christ,
他是真的活在耶稣里，
If he truly lives in Christ,
那他才是真正的新造的人。
That he is really a new creation.
他才是真正的旧事已过都变成新了。
It is only when this happens, all things have really passed away.
你洗礼了，
You are baptized.
你的罪被赦免了。
Your sins are indeed.
应该是新造的。
You should have been a new creation.
但是却发现到你根本没有在耶稣。
But we notice that you have not been living in Christ.
你没有在耶稣的教会里。
You are not in the church.
你没有在主耶稣的真理里。
You are not in the truth of Christ.
你没有在主耶稣的圣洁。
You are not in the holiness of Christ.
你没有在耶稣很多很多的吩咐里。
You are not in the commands of Christ.
你的思想。
Your thoughts.
你的行为。
Your actions.
你所行所做。
Your behavior.
你所表现的。
Everything that you show.
都是世界的。
Are worldly.
根本没有改变啊。
You have not changed.
根本不是一个新造的人啊。
You are not a new creation.
你仍然是旧人。
You are not a new creation.
甚至比旧人更加旧人啊。
You are even worse off than your former self.
难道有讲错吗？
Am I wrong?
如果是这样的话，
If it is really true,
你怎么说？你怎么证明说你在耶稣里面呢？
How do you prove that you are in Christ?
你的表现、你的生活、你的一切都是旧的，
<Everything
S 2> 是旧人来的。
That you manifest your life, your lifestyle, these are old.
所以我们重新再认真的思考。
Therefore, let's ponder over this properly.
我信主了。
I am a believer.
但我是不是真的在耶稣里面？
But am I really in Christ?
如果是，
If you are.
我们的今天的行为不会这样。
Your behavior wouldn't be like this.
我们听了圣洁的道理，这些进天国的道理，我们不会反感。
When you hear the holy word of God, you will not be agitated.
因为我们只有感受、感谢、只有领受、只有感谢、只有悔改而已。
Instead, you will only receive and accept with thanksgiving and repentance.
甚至还感谢神，这么的圣灵责备、圣经责备、真理责备。
You will even thank God for rebuking you.
但你想想看，你今天的信徒的表现。
But we look at our behavior today.
然后叫做我在主耶稣里面。
And you call yourself in the Lord.
这到底是在耶稣里面，还是在耶稣外面？在道理外面，在真理外面呢？
Are you in the law, out of the Lord, or out of the truth of God?
这些圣经还有很多。
There are many of such Bible verses.
什么叫做在主里面？
What does it mean to be in the Lord?
我们回到我们的主题。
We go back to our theme.
就是在主里面死了的人有福了。
Blessed are those who die in the Lord.
我们搞清楚了什么叫做在耶稣里面死。
Now we are clear with what does it mean to die in the Lord.
现在我们再搞第二个重点。
Now let's clarify the second point.
就是为什么在主耶稣里面死了的人有福了？
Why is it that those who are dead in Christ are blessed?
那这个福呢？有福，这个福又是一个怎样的福呢？
What kind of blessing is this?
要注意讲这句话的时候，天上在传讲这句话的时候，他是在什么情况中这样来传讲的？
Take note that what is the context behind in which this voice was heard.
就是你要注意它的背景。
Take note of this backdrop.
这句话的背景在哪里？
What is the background of this?
我们回到启示录十四章。
We turn back to Revelation chapter 14.
它的背景非常重要。
The background of this is important.
请读九节到十。
Verse 9 to verse 12.
这就是讲这句话、宣告这句话的背景。
This is the context of which this words have been proclaimed.
那你就知道为什么在主里面死人有福，你就会明白。
Only then you will understand why is it that the dead in Christ are blessed.
我们来读九节到十二节。
Verse 9 to verse 12.
一二三，又有第三位天使借着他们大声说。 若有人拜兽和兽像，在额上或在手上受了印记，这人也必喝神大怒的酒，持久真在神愤怒的杯中，存意不杂。他要在圣天使和羔羊面前，在火与硫磺之中受痛苦，他受痛苦的冤往上冒，直到永永远远。那些拜兽和兽像受他名之印记的，昼夜不得安宁。圣徒的忍耐就在此，他们是守神诫命和耶稣真道的。这背景是在讲神愤怒的时段。
The context of this is about the wrath of God.
这些人都受神愤怒的审判，愤怒的这个灾难。
These people have been given the great judgment of wrath and also the disaster of God's wrath.
那么他们死的时候怎么会有福呢
？How would they be blessed when they die?
他们死的时候是很痛苦的。
They die in great suffering.
而且是永永远远受地狱永火的痛苦。
And they also suffer eternal fire.
你注意看，讲完了这个，就突然间讲十三节了。
Take note that after this was spoken,
那什么人有福呢
？Who would be blessed?
什么人死的时候不会痛苦
？Who are the dead who will die without suffering?
不单止不痛苦。反而是得到真正的安息，真正的荣耀。
Not only do they not suffer, they will receive true glory and true rest.
所以十三节就马上听到天上有声音说。
Verse 13, we heard the immediate voice.
那些在主耶稣里面死的人真的有福了。
Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord.
那圣灵也做见证。
The Holy Spirit has
said. 是的，他们是有福的。
Yes, says the Spirit.
然后还讲了，解释了两个原因，为什么有福。
Elaborated two reasons why.
所以这句话你要看它的背景哦。
Therefore, we look at the context of this.
是在神的愤怒中，那些死后不得安平安的人。
This voice has spoken after the dead had been punished in the wrath of God.
好，那神的愤怒的背景就是启示录中最后的七晚灾。
This wrath of God is also the final cups, final bowls of disaster in the book of Revelation.
每一晚灾都装作神的愤怒。
Every bowl of calamity contains the wrath of God.
每一个愤怒，每一晚的愤怒都是没有掺杂的，都是存意不杂的，都是神的愤怒。
Every cup and every bowl of the wrath of God is full and without.
就是说，神没有掺一些怜悯，没有掺一些饶恕，没有掺一些恩慈，没有掺一些忍耐。
Without being mixed or diluted with any tinge of mercy and compassion of God.
这就是这句话的背景。
This is the context of this voice.
现在我们靠着圣灵的帮助
，by the help of the Holy Spirit，
来讲解为何在主耶稣里面死了的人有福了。
We explain why is it that the dead in Christ are blessed.
第一
，firstly。
因为我们已经被免去了神的愤怒。
Because we have been liberated from the wrath of God.
你看，从九节到十二节都是在讲神的愤怒，神要审判那些神愤怒的人。
Verse 9 to verse 12 tells us of the wrath and the judgment of God upon those who.
但是我们发现到这些愤怒啊，神的愤怒不是给我们的呀。
We realize that the wrath of God is not upon us.
这些七晚灾，这种可怕的灾难，不是针对我们的呀。
The seven bowls of this dreadful calamity is not for us.
是给那些拜兽的人的，是给那些行恶的人的。
This wrath is upon those who worship the beast and the devil, and also those who practice evil.
所以第九节说，有人拜兽像，额上手上有兽印记，是给这些人的。
Verse 9 tells us that these are those who worship the beast and the image.
那请问你是拜兽的人吗
？Are you one who worships the beast?
请问你额头上、右手上有兽的印记吗
？Do you have its mark on your forehead or your hand?
那如果有的话
，If you do,
那你真的是会受神愤怒的审判。
And surely you will be judged by the wrath of God.
那么今天这节圣经哦，这个福气呀、啊。跟你没关系的、哦。
The blessing that we are talking about tonight will have nothing to do with you.
因为你不是在主耶稣里面死的，你是在耶稣外面死的。
You will not be one.
你是在罪恶中死亡的。
You will not be one who died in the Lord, but you are one who died in your sin.
你是在神的愤怒中死亡的。
You die in the wrath of God.
它的分别是这样。
This is how we differentiate.
所以为什么说我要看背景
？Therefore, we look at the context.
原来，因为我们已经免去了神的愤怒。
We realize that we have been liberated from the wrath of God.
因为愤怒不是给我们。
Because this wrath is not upon us.
那有圣经根据吗
？Is it biblical?
这里就是圣经根据啊。
This is the biblical.
那还有，请看这个罗马书第五章。
We also look at Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章
Romans chapter 5，
我们读第九节
verse 9，
请注意
take note，
我们已经免去了神将来的愤怒
that we have been saved from the wrath of God in the future。
三，现在我们既靠着他的血称义，怎么样？就更要借着他免去神的愤怒。我们借着主耶稣宝血的赦罪，宝血的洁净，要免借着主的宝血，主的救赎，免去将来神的愤怒，看到吗？
It is through the cleansing and also remission of sin by the blood of the Lord Jesus.
那神什么时候愤怒呢？
When was God wrath?
就是刚才看启示录十四章九到十二节，那边在讲神愤怒的时段呢。
When will God be in his wrath? It will be in the time of the book of Revelation.
所以这些愤怒不是给我们。
This wrath is not upon us.
除非你跟他们一样作恶，一样有了兽的印记了。
Unless we practice evil with them, with those who have the mark of the beast.
那如果是这样，那肯定你不是在主耶稣里面咯。
If that were the case, then you are not one in the Lord.
已经很清楚你是在耶稣外面的人咯。
It is clear that you are out of the Lord.
你是在圣殿外面的人咯。
You are out of the holy temple.
所以启示录那个十一章说，那个殿外面的不要量了啦。
Therefore, in chapter 11, book of Revelation, do not measure those outside the sanctuary.
只量在圣殿里面的人啊，外面的把他当外邦人吧。
Only measure those who are in the temple, but those out of the temple, they are Gentiles.
为什么？
Why so?
因为你没有在殿里面，在圣殿里面，你没有在耶稣里面。
Because you are not in the temple, you are not in the sanctuary, you are not in Christ.
所以我们讲出第一个福气。
That's the first blessing.
为什么在主耶稣里面，主里面死的人有福？第一个原因
，the first blessing of those who die in the Lord，
因为我们已经免去了神的愤怒
，because we are saved and liberated from the wrath of God。
这说明我们真耶稣教的宝血洗礼赦罪的真理是这么的重要。
That goes to stress to us how important it is to have the baptism of the true church to
cleanse our sins。那是免去神的愤怒的。
That's to save us from the wrath of God。
不只是要信耶稣
Not only do we have to believe in Christ,
还要相信耶稣宝血赦罪全身受尽赦罪
We have to also believe in the baptism of the Lord Jesus Christ in full immersion
但今天所有信耶稣的人都不一定是这样的
To cleanse ourselves of our sins But not all Christians believe like that
你看许多外教会他们是信耶稣的
Many outside Christians believe in Jesus
但有多少间教会是真正接受耶稣宝血洗礼呢
But how many Christians actually accept the baptism of the cleansing
of remission of sin. 就算是浸信会，它的标榜，它标题是浸信会，是全身浸水的。
Even the Baptist Church, although they also name themselves as the Baptist Church,
但他也不相信洗礼能够赦罪，洗礼宝主有主的宝血赦罪，他都不相信的。
Who practices full immersion in the water, but they also do not believe that
叫浸信洗礼的教会
that it has the efficacy of remitting sin.
他不是洗礼，而是整个浸礼，叫做浸礼教会
And they believe in full immersion in baptism.
但是不信洗礼赦罪
but they don't believe in the remission of sin through baptism.
所以你要怎么能够免去神的愤怒
？Therefore, how do you free yourself from the wrath of God?
好，我们进入到第二个原因。
We enter into the second reason.
为什么在主里面死的人有福了
？Why are they blessed who die in the Lord?
因为我们不属于这个兽的数目。
Because we don't belong to the number of the beast.
这个愤怒是给那些有兽印记的人、兽数目的人。
This wrath belongs and will come upon those who are part of the number of the beast.
我们来看这个。有关兽的印记
We look at this records about the beast
包括兽的数目
That is marked and also its number
好我们看这个启示录十三章
Revelation chapter 13
16节到18节
Verse 16 to verse 18
1-3 他又叫众人无论大小贫富自主的为奴的都在右手上或是额上兽一个印记除了那兽印记有了兽名或有兽名数目的都不得做买卖在这里有智慧凡有聪明的可以算计兽的数目因为这是人的数目它的数目是666我们关于这个666不用太过像太多人太多的太复杂的
We don't have to overcomplicate about this number 666.
这里主耶稣启示我们说， 什么叫做是兽的数目。
Jesus here revealed to us what is this number of the beast.
又是什么叫做666。
What is this number?
他说这是人的数目来的。
This is the number of a man.
就是人来的啦。
It's a man.
那是什么人呢
？What kind of man is he?
他就是拜兽的人，拜偶像的人哦。
Man who worship the image idol.
拜魔鬼的人哦。
Man who worship the devil.
跟从魔鬼的人哦。
Following the devil.
做魔鬼的事的人哦。
Doing the work of the devil.
讲魔鬼的话的人哦。
Speaking words of the devil.
这样还不清楚吗
？Isn't it clear?
还有什么奥秘呢
？Any mystery?
这是人的数目来的呀。
Number of a man.
666是他们的一个撒旦帮、撒旦集团的一个数目来的。
The number 666 is only the number to symbolize the organization of the devil,、Satan.
那我们为什么在主里面的人死了有福
？How is it that the dead in Christ are blessed?
原来因为我们不属于这个兽的数目。
Simply because we don't belong to this number of the beast.
我们是属于144,000人。
We belong to the number 144,000.
我们的额头上、我们的右手上没有兽的印记。
On our forehead and our right hand, there's no mark of the beast.
所以在主耶稣里面死的人有福了，因为他们是完全属神，完全属耶稣。
Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord because they completely belong to God and to Jesus.
他们没有兽的印记。
They do not bear the mark of the beast.
更没有去拜兽。
Nor do they worship the beast.
但这件事情我们要看得见。
But we have to be able to understand this matter.
你真的没有兽的印记吗
？Do you really not have the mark of the beast?
你没有去拜那兽吗
？Do you really not worship the beast?
全世界人都跟从那兽，都拜那个兽，你没有吗
？The whole world is following and worshiping the beast.
你没有跟从这个世界的潮流吗
？Are you also not following its trends?
你没有讲那些世界的话、世界的道理吗
？Are you also not speaking the words and ideologies of this world?
但是用世界的道理带来教会，说我们教会很老土，说我们教会很糟糕
Don't you also,
不长进
Don't you also bring in these worldly practices and trends and philosophies, ideologies into the church?
我们教会哦，这样的教会要怎么样去传福音？要怎样让人家接受真理呢
？You might even mock at the church, saying you are so backwards. How could you preach the gospel?
那就是说我们的真理，我们教会的道理太糟糕了啦。
You mean to say
太跟世界脱节了啦
？That our gospel is so out of place in this world.
你当你这样讲的时候
，When you say such words，
你真的这样做的时候
，When you do so，
这样认为、这样攻击、毁谤教会的时候
，You also recognize this and you.
请问你的思想是不是兽的思想？
You accuse the church. Don't you have the thought of the beast?
你的心里的表现像我们跟从兽的、跟从世界的呀。
What you manifest in your conduct is for us to follow the beast.
你是要我们放弃神的真理，放弃真理的道理啊，来符合世人的要求，符合世人的喜欢，你是这样讲的呀。
You mean to encourage us to stray away from the truth of God and to follow?
所以我再一次说
，to cater to the world.
你真的没有拜兽吗？
And let me ask again: Do you really not worship the beast?
你真的没有兽的思想观念是那些潮流吗
？Do you really not have the mark of the beast, of the thoughts and the trends of the world?
感谢主
，Thank the Lord.
在主耶稣里面的人绝对没有。
Men, people who are in the Lord will not.
所以他们死的时候有福了。
Therefore, blessed are they who died in.
第三个，为什么说有福
？Thirdly, why are they blessed?
因为他们不用受地狱永远的痛苦。永远的火的痛苦。
They are saved from the eternal fire and suffering of hell.
我们看回十四章。
We look at chapter 14.
那个十节跟十一节。
Verse 10 to verse 11.
十节下半段说，他们要在火与硫磺之中受痛苦。
He shall be tormented with fire and brimstone.
那十一节说，他们受痛苦的烟不断的往上冒。
And verse 11 says that their torment and the smoke ascends upward.
而且这个痛苦的烟直到永永远远哦。
This smoke of their torment will last forever.
那直接的说，那些拜兽的和有兽印记的，昼夜不得安宁。
It even says that they will have no rest, day or night when they worship the beast.
这句话的描述是说，他们的痛苦是不断的痛苦了，没有停止的痛苦。
This is to illustrate their torment, which will be eternal.
所以感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
所以在主耶稣里面死的人太重要太宝贵。
It is important for us to be able to die in the Lord.
若死时不是在主耶稣里面，不是在真理里面。
If you do not die in the Lord and in the truth of the gospel,
那肯定是死在地狱的永火的。
And surely you are one who died in the fire of hell.
你要把这句话存在心里。
Remember this by heart.
如果死的时候不在主耶稣里面，不在主的道理里。
If you do not die in the Lord, in the truth of the gospel,
那肯定死的时候是在地狱的永火的。他 在主耶稣在在主的神的愤怒里面。
Sure enough, you are dying in the eternal fire of hell in the wrath of God.
我们讲第四个原因。
The fourth reason.
为什么在主里面死的人有福
？Why are they blessed who die in the Lord?
因为他们的信仰是忍耐到底的信仰。
Because they have a faith that endures to the end.
我们看十四章的十二节。
You look at 14.
这里特别提主耶稣特别提到忍耐。
Here it talks about patience.
来十二节。
Verse 12.
圣徒的忍耐就在此。圣徒的忍耐就在这个时候。
Here is the patience and steadfastness of the saints.
特别是在神愤怒的时候，但是管教临到、审判临到、灾难临到的时候。
Most especially in the time of the wrath and disaster and calamity of God.
这些恶人、这些不信神的人，就会对神的百姓、对神的儿女进行报复，进行不断的。杀害。
All these non-believers and wicked people will persecute the believers of God.
那么这时我们的忍耐就在这个时。
This will be the time where our patience will be manifest.
特别是在这个时。
Especially in this period.
为什么我们在主里面的人死了有福呢
？Why are we blessed who die in the Lord?
耶稣说，因为他们的信仰是忍耐到底的信仰。
The Lord Jesus says that because their faith is one that perseveres.
注意哦，不只是忍耐就可以哦。
Not only just to persevere.
是要忍耐到底才可以的哦。
But to persevere to the very end.
耶稣在世的时候，他曾经讲过忍耐到底这篇道理讲过好几次、哦。
The Lord Jesus, when he was preaching in the world, he talked about enduring.
不是忍耐就可以，你要忍耐到底才可以、啊。
Not just to endure per se, you endure until the end.
耶稣什么时候讲
？When did Jesus talk about this?
请看马太福音书二十四。
Return to Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音书二十四章。
Matthew chapter 24.
我们读十三节。
Verse 13.
一二三。唯有忍耐到底的，必然得救。这个时候是受逼迫的时候。
This is a period of persecution.
看第十节。
Look at verse 10.
有许多人跌倒。
Many would fall.
有许多人要彼此陷害。
Many will offend one another.
许多人要彼此恨恶。
Many will hate one another.
包括教会里面的一些人。
Including in the church.
恨传道。恨长子。
Hating
the ministers. 恨那些教导他们的人。
Hating the teachers, the preachers.
讨厌他们。
Hating them.
恨不得他们恨不得他们在教会看不到他们。
They can't wait to remove them.
心里为什么这么怨恨
？What kind of hatred is that in their hearts?
不过就是讲道理给你听嘛，要你圣洁，要你悔改而已嘛，要你进天国而已。
It's only to preach and also speak a sermon.
难道这些不是传道的工作吗？不是讲道的真正的意思吗
？Is this not the purpose of the sermon?
彼此恨恶啊。
But you hate one another.
又有很多假先知起来迷惑。
Many false prophets will rise up to deceive.
然后第二点，很多不法的事越来越多呀。
And many lawlessness will abound.
包括在教会里面的事呀。
Even in the church.
那爱心渐渐冷淡呀。
Love of many will grow cold.
那爱来爱去是爱自己所喜欢的人呢、啊、
？But we only love those who we love.
那是虚假的爱，不是真实的爱。
That is actually a false love, not true love.
爱心渐渐冷淡。
But love will grow cold.
爱神的心也冷淡。
Love for God.
爱真理的心也冷淡。
Love for the gospel.
在这一切的这种苦难泛滥当中
，or in all of this tribulation，
在这种变质的信仰里面
，in this kind of a generation where faith is twisted，
主耶稣说，唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。
Jesus says, "He who endures to the end shall be saved."
我们都要忍哦
，we must all endure，
忍受这些乱七八糟的事情
，endure all of this crookedness，
而且乱七。不能够说乱七八糟了，而且虚情假意的、虚假的信仰的人，很多人支持，很多人喜欢这些传道、这些长子。
Very often, all those who
很多人注意哦
，falsehood and false faith, they will be supported by many.
真正忠心、真真实实的受逼迫的、受讨厌的。
Those who have the true and the honest, genuine faith, they will be persecuted.
请注意，不是一直在讲我，我在讲教会里面的情形。
I'm not referring to myself. I'm referring to what happens in a church.
如果我真的是这样的，被人家恨的，那感谢神。
If I'm the one hated for this reason, I thank the Lord.
所以这个时候唯有忍耐到底，一定要忍，不只是忍，要到底呀。
In a time like this, we have to endure to the very end.
许多人已经离开教会了。
By this time, many people would have left.
对这个教会失望。
They would have lost hope.
对这个教会灰心。
They would have been disappointed.
也不想再讲了。
They do not want to explain.
因为累了，讲到累了。
They are tired of explaining.
也不想再看了。
They do not want to see it anymore.
那怎么办呢
？What happens?
难道离开吗
？Do they leave?
不可以呀、啊。
You can't leave.
只能够忍耐，不断的忍耐。
You must only endure.
不是忍耐一次两次。
Not for once or twice.
不是忍耐十年二十年。
Not for 10 years or 20 years.
十年二十年都已经很厉害了。
10 or 20 years are long enough.
耶稣说不是十年二十年了。
But Jesus says not just two.
忍耐到死，到你断气那一天那一刻了。
You have to endure to the end where you breathe your last.
到底啊，到你的气没有，到你的生命结束那一天呢，这叫做到底啊。
Enduring to the end of your life.
那个气还没有断，那只好继续忍耐咯。
If you still have not breathed your last, you have to continue enduring.
你生病的时候，很多人来看你，也是在讽刺你的，知道吗？一些人讲风凉话的，知道吗？
When you are so sick on your on the sick bed, many people become
visit you. 甚至有些人在咒诅你的，知道吗？
Some of them actually curse you.
那你怎么样？你虽然你不能够动，不能讲话，可是你还有知觉，你可以听到啊，你可以知道的呀。
When you are in a coma and you are still, but you are still conscious, you still.
Know. 但是你这是你怎么办？就忍了，继续忍下去。然后你在心里一直恨他们吗？一直骂他们吗
？And you are completely helpless. You cannot do anything but to.
我在讲什么叫做忍耐到底？到这个地步还是在忍耐啊！我跟你讲。
I'm talking about enduring to the end, even in a time like this.
那如果这样的话呢？主耶稣说必然得救。
If you continue enduring, you will be saved.
所以你注意看啊，这里没有讲洗礼，没有讲守安息日，没有讲得圣灵，都不讲这些了。
Take note that it's not a time to talk about baptism, receiving the Holy Spirit.
因为这些我们都有了，我们都已经做了的呀。
By this time, you have already done that.
你剩下的就只有忍耐到底罢了，是剩下这个功课而已。
Yes, after all of that, that you have your last work to do to endure.
那耶稣说必然得救的。
Jesus says you shall be saved.
那如果忍耐不能够到底呢
？If you cannot endure to the end,
那就不一定能得救
了。You may not be saved.
因为不能忍耐到底的，你就放弃了。
Those who don't endure, they give up.
你就离开了嘛
？They depart.
或者你就埋怨了嘛
？They grumble.
所以为什么在主耶稣里面死的人有福？
Why is it that those who die in the Lord are blessed?
这是第四个原因。
This is the fourth reason.
主说，因为他们的信仰是忍耐到底的信。
The Lord Jesus says that because they have a faith that is patient and enduring to the end.
这样就有福了。
Therefore, they are blessed.
好，我们进入到，但是我们的忍耐哈，忍耐也应当成功哦。
Our perseverance must be one that leads us to
success. 我们不是没有忍耐。
It is not that we did not persevere.
只是我们的忍耐常常没有成功。
Simply that our kind of patience is not successful.We are patient for once or twice.
忍了十次、二十次。
We are patient for 2 times or 20 times.
就忍不下去。
We cannot hold it anymore.
我们看雅各书第一章。
We turn to James chapter 1.
雅各书第一章。
James chapter 1.
我们读三节跟四节。
We read verse 10 to verse 4.
你有忍，我知道你有忍耐。
I know that you have been patient.
但你的忍耐要成功。
But your patience have to be successful.
一、二、三。因为知道你们的信心经过试验就生忍耐但忍耐也当成功啊使你们成全完备毫无缺缺忍耐也当成功
Your patience must have perfect work
就是主耶稣说的要忍耐到底
That means that's to endure until the end
我们再来分析为什么有福了。
Let's analyze again. Why are they blessed?
第五个原因。
The fifth reason.
看回启示录十四章十二节。
Revelation 14 verse 12.
这里说他们是守神的诫命和耶稣真道的。
They are those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus.
你读这节圣经说有没有一些疑问呢
？When you read this, what questions do you have?
为什么说他们是守神诫命和耶稣真道的？为什么要这样讲
？Why is it mentioned that they are those who keep the commandments and faith of Jesus?
难道神的诫命不是耶稣的诫命吗
？Are the commandments of God not the commandments of Jesus?
难道耶稣说的真道不是神的真道吗
？Is the faith of Jesus not the faith of God?
当然是啊。
Yes, they are.
都是一样的。
They are the same.
你守神的诫命就是守耶稣的诫命，你守耶稣吩咐的真道，那就是神的真道，是一样的。
You keep the commandments of God, also the commandments of Jesus, faithful Jesus, also faithful.
既然是一样，为什么要这样分开来讲
？Since they are one of the same thing, why do they differentiate it?
试试看回答。
Try to explain why.
原来这里主耶稣清楚告诉我们。在主耶稣里面死的人啊，他们都是坚守旧约跟新约的信徒。
Turn out what Jesus meant to tell us here is that these are those who keep the commandments of the Old Testament and also faith of the New Testament.
他们是真正遵守全本圣经的新约包括旧约。
They keep the complete faith of the Old Testament and the New Testament in the entirety of the Bible.
嗯， 神的律法一般上是在旧约里面先知书里面。
The laws of God are usually recorded in the Old Testament.
里面有许多神的吩咐，神的诫命。
There are many instructions and commandments of God.
有许多要神的百姓遵守的。
Many things for the Israelites.
可是耶稣的真道呢，是在新约里面的。
But the truth and the gospel of Jesus is in the New Testament.
耶稣讲了许多新约的道理。
Jesus mentioned about the New Testament teachings.
要我们去遵守，凡我所吩咐你们的要去遵守，那是新约。
Jesus had instructed us and taught us, in the things that we ought to follow.
在主耶稣里面死了的人，原来第五个有福，是因为他们都是遵守全本圣经的，遵守新旧约圣经的人。
And those who die in the Lord, they are blessed because they are the ones who keep the commandments of God and also faith of Jesus as in the entirety of the Bible.
你也许今天听起来没有什么，我们就是遵守新旧约。
You may not find it anything special. We all keep the Old and New Testaments.
但是如果你有去过外教，
But if you have been to foreign churches,
或者常常听外教会的道理，
or other Christian denominations,
你就发现到很多基督教派，他们是把旧约丢掉的。
You notice that many Christian denominations have forsaken the Old Testament.
他们是不信旧约的。
They do not believe in the Old Testament.
他们说旧约是被耶稣钉在十字架上了，已经没有了。
They say that the Old Testament has been nailed to the cross.
当然，外教有一些也是信新旧约，都有也有的。
Certainly, there are also churches who keep both.
那大部分的基督教派都是坚持相信新约圣经。
But the majority of Christian denominations only believe in the New Testament.
不看重旧约圣经。
They don't emphasize on the Old Testament.
其实我说他们看重新约圣经，其实他们也没有完全遵守新约圣经主耶稣所吩咐的真道。
Even when I say that they emphasize on the New Testament, they still do not practice or follow everything that Jesus commands us in the New Testament.
他们说他们是相信耶稣，相信新约。
They do claim that believe in the New Testament.
可是新约是不是你所有的都信呢？
But do they actually follow and believe everything?
至少耶稣讲的很多吩咐我们要做的，他们就不信，他们就不做了。
Even in the instructions and commands of Jesus, they don't practice.
难道还要传到一件一件点出来吗？
Do you need me to list them down?
所以就说洗礼洗信的罪，他们信吗？他们做吗？不做的，不定的，也不做的。
That be baptized and be saved and have your sins removed.
洗脚里与主有份，他们信吗？他们要这样做吗？他们不信的，也不做的。
Do they believe in Jesus saying that washing your feet will have a power with me?
你不是说你们信新约吗？
And don't you call yourself believers of the New Testament?
但是这些都是在新约呀。
All these instructions are in the New Testament.
那主耶稣有没有叫我们要守旧约，要相信旧约？
Did Jesus ask us to keep the Old Testament?
旧约的律法就是十条诫命做代表吧。
The Ten Commandments.
十条诫命作为中心吧。
Are the central law of the laws in the Old Testament.
有一个年轻人来问主耶稣。
There was a youth, a young man.
主啊，我要怎样才可以得救？
Asking Jesus, how shall I be saved?
我要怎样可以承受将来的天国，将来的永生？我要怎样得到？
How shall I inherit eternal life?
好，注意哦，要怎样得到永生，得到进天国。
Take note, how are we to inherit eternal life?
那是在新约哦。
That's in New Testament.
你看耶稣怎么回答。
Look at what Jesus said.
请看马太福音书十九章。
Turn to Gospel of Matthew chapter 19.
马太福音书十九章。
Matthew chapter 19.
我们读十六节到二十节。
Verse 16 to verse 20.
这里说有一个人来对主说，我要怎样行才可以得永生呢？
Now a man came to ask Jesus, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?
看耶稣的回答。
Let's look at the answer of Jesus.
十七节哦。
17.
第三，耶稣对他说，你为什么以善事问我呢？
No one is.
只有一位是善的。
That is God.
你若要进入永生，就当怎样？就当遵守诫命呢。
Keep the commandments.
请问诫命是什么？
What are these commandments?
十八节他说什么诫命？他问耶稣什么诫命？
18 said, what?
耶稣说就是不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可作假证，当孝敬父母。这就是十条诫命呢。
Which commandments do you mean? Do not murder, shall not commit adultery.
请问十条诫命是旧约的还是新约的？
All of these are the ten commandments of the Old Testament.
那个是旧约的呀。
These are the Old Testament.
可是耶稣说，你要进天国得永生，你要守诫命啊，那是守旧约呀。
Jesus had already spoken
to enter
into eternal life. You have to keep the Old Testament, which are where the Ten Commandments are found.
哦，原来为什么他们在主里面死了有福？为什么？
Therefore, why are they blessed who die in the Lord?
因为他们是真的是遵守神诫命和耶稣真道的，就是新旧约，守新旧约的道理，就是全本圣经道理的人。
Keep the commandments of God of the Old Testament and also faith in Jesus of the New Testament in the entirety of the Bible.
所以我们真耶稣教会的基本信仰中的十大信条。 Therefore, in
the 10 articles of faith and the, in the doctrines of the true Jewish
church, 在第二条里面讲什么?
What does the second tell us?
你讲得出吗?
Can you say it?
信新旧约圣经是神所默示的。
We believe that the Old Testament and the New Testament are inspired by God.
为证明真道唯一的根基，是证明真道唯一的根基。圣经是唯一的根基，新旧约圣经是唯一的根基。
To believe the Old and the New Testaments as the only scriptural,
也是我们信徒信仰生活的准则的标准。Which
also is the standard for Christian living as believers.
真耶稣教会的基本信仰中的十大信条，第二个信条，信新约圣经。
The second of the 10 articles of faith of the true Jewish church is to believe in the Old and New Testament.
是唯一证明真道的根据,
as the only scriptural truth to prove the gospel, including references in the Old Testament.
也是我们信徒信仰生活的准则。
It's also the standard for Christian living of all believers.
不只是新约哦，包括旧约。
Not just the New, but the Old Testaments.
这里说，怪不得这里要这样讲，他们是。 他们是遵守神诫命和耶稣真道的，怪不得要这样。
It is no wonder, explicitly mentioned in verse 12, that there are those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus.
你看到了吗？
Do you see it?
你听见了吗？
Have you heard it?
为什么在主耶稣里面死的人有福了？
Where are they who die in the Lord blessed?
我已经讲了五个原因，五个见证，五种行为。
I pointed out 5 reasons, 5 testimonies, and 5 works.
好，我们现在来看这个圣灵的讲解，圣灵的见证跟圣灵的解释。
Now we look at the testimony or the explanation by the Holy Spirit.
关于在主耶稣里面死了的人，圣灵有见证，圣灵有讲解。
The testimony of the Holy Spirit regarding those who die in the Lord.
第13节
Verse 13
圣灵说，是的，他们吸了自己的劳苦，做工的果效也随着他们。这是圣灵的讲解，圣灵的见证。
The Holy Spirit has spoken and also testified about them.
第一个
Firstly
圣灵说，是的，他们是吸了自己的劳苦。
Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors.
是的，每一个人都有每一个人的劳苦，叫做自己的劳苦。
Yes, everyone has our own labor, and therefore they rest from their labors.
这里不只是说吸了世上的劳苦，是吸了自己的劳苦。你要看好了。Not
just their worldly labors, but also labors of their individual lives.
因为每个人都有每个人的劳苦的。Because
everyone has their own labor.
小孩有小孩的劳苦。Even
a child has his labor.
我看今天的小孩，大家都说今天小孩很幸福。We
all say that our children today have a very blessed life.
但我看不一定。But
I don't think so.
现在的孩子是更加的，比我们那时候的孩子更加的痛苦，更加的辛苦。Children
today even suffer even more than our children in the past.
在肉体的生活上，确实他们比我们幸福。Indeed,
physically, they have a more better material life.
但在童年的岁月，童年的自由，童年的那种自由自在，却是比我们更加的劳苦，更加的痛苦。But
in terms of the freedom of the childhood and also the kind of lifestyle, they labor even more.
小小三四岁就已经要开始学很多的，父母给他很多的压力，很多的重担要他担，要他学。
At a budding stage of 3 to 4 years old, they already have to do and learn many things.
一直把重担加在他身上，压在他的身上。
New labors and burdens have been added upon them.
一直不停地在学啊，学讲 A B C 啊，哎，学讲这个，哎，学这个学，一直逼他。
They're compelled and forced to learn the alphabets and also everything else.
然后这边都是我爱他，我教育他呀。
Then we call ourselves, this is how we love them.
是的，你是在教他。
Yes, indeed, you are educating.
但你有没有想到，你把更多的痛苦跟劳苦压在他身上？
But did it occur to you that you are adding burdens on?
所以我们教会好像有一个六岁还是七岁的孩子。
There is a 6 or 7 year old child in our church. He said to his friends,
他活得很痛苦。He
had been living miserably.
他想要自杀。He
wants to kill himself.
小学一年级。He
is only year one.
那就是说这个孩子很乖的呀。In
the primary school, everyone says he's good.
他的同学回去跟他的父母亲讲。But
his friend told his parents.
他的父母亲马上跟我们教会的父母亲讲。Now
his parents immediately told.
你注意你的孩子哦。Told
other parents.
他为什么讲这样的话呀？
In the church, say ask.
他这么小的年纪，为什么讲要自杀呀？
Questioning the parents, why does your child say such things?
父母吓到了，不是很爱他吗？他不是又是生活不是很好吗？条件不是很好吗？
And the parents were taken aback. Isn't he living a good life?
这就是他的劳苦啊。
Those were his labors.
是你加给他的呀。
You add those labors on them.
中年人有中年人的劳苦。
Those who are in the middle age, they also have their labors.
老年人有老年人的劳苦。
The old age, they have their labors.
很多很苦的事情。
Many miserable, laborious things.
老人更加吃更多苦。
Even the older, they have even more labor.
以为退休了，以为不用做工了，受更多劳苦，受更多气啊。
They think that they have retired and they are freer, but they have more.
而且不是受别人的气，是受孩子的气，是受家里面人的气。
They have more anxiety or more problems at home and with children.
如果在医院的话，就受那些医院的气啊。
If they are hospitalized, they have to bear and put up with the difficulty in the hospital.
那些养老院，受那些佣人的气啊。
And if they were sent to the old folks' home, they have to bear with the suffering there.
圣灵说是的，他们是喜乐。自己的劳苦，看到没有？
Therefore, the Bible says they have rested from their labors.
自己的劳苦有两种。
There are two types of labors here.
一种是指生活上的，刚才我讲的种种的压力，种种的重担。
First one, referring to all kinds of pressures and burdens that I just mentioned in our lives.
那第二种自己的劳苦是信仰上的劳苦。
The second one is our spiritual labor.
信仰上也有劳苦啊。
There are labors in our faith.
难道没有吗？
Are they not?
指望难道你信仰没有被十字架的你的信仰
Don't you bear your own cross in your faith?
哇你以为信主了就什么都不十字架不用背了这样就直接舒舒服服进天国我的天啊
Do you think after you believe in Christ you can live a very comfortable life to the end?
你要背十字架进天国的呀背十字架走天国路的呀
You have to bear up your own cross and walk on the way of heaven
你不用只看着我这是主耶稣讲的不是我讲的
just,
我讲没有用的
Don't just look at me, that's what Jesus said
请看马太福音书十六章
Gospel according to Matthew 16
16章24节
Chapter 16 verse 24
一二三于是耶稣对门徒说若有人要跟从我就当舍己怎么样背起他的就是你自己的十字架来跟从我我有我的十字架他有他的十字架你有你的十字架
I have my own
你背你的我背我的
You have yours I have mine
我不能够代替你背的
I cannot bear for
you 那是你的十字架来的
That is your cross
我们的十字架或许不一样
We have different crosses
重量也不一样
And it weighs differently
可是
However
都是十字架
They are all our crosses
那你知道什么叫十字架吗
What is this cross
十字架有两个重点
There are two points
一个印象就是苦难、啊、
Firstly, it could be our suffering
那一个重点就是爱
Another is love
十字架就是爱来的嘛
Cross is love、
啊、那十字架也就是劳苦就是痛苦甚至是牺牲、啊、
The cross
是一种痛苦来的嘛
It's our suffering, it's our sacrifice
被打到满身伤、啊、
It's the pain
被讥笑被误会嘛
And also being humiliated
甚至到最后自己要流血还要流血的
And sometimes you shed blood、
啊、这是你要背的十字架呀
Those are the cross you bear
那感谢神
We thank the Lord
当我们死的时候
When we die
这些劳苦，自己的劳苦都没了。
This kind of burdens and labors will be no more.
无论生活上的还是信仰上的，都没了。
Labors of our life and labors of our faith
都结束了。
This is at the end.
都消失了。
They will all be no more.
都解决了。
They will all be resolved.
就是说，不用再劳苦。
That's to say, no more labor.
很多的是非恩怨、爱恨情仇、是是非非。
Many of the gossips and the problems of interpersonal relationships
想到都累
that wears out
那请注意、哦、这个原文、哦、有这样的描述有这样的意思、啊、
Take note that there is such a reference in the original text、
Original 这里说、在主里面死的人有福了、圣灵说是的请注意是的原文有使他们喜乐自己的劳苦是的使他们喜乐自己的劳苦也有为了他们能够得到安息的意思为了让他们能够安息为了让他们能够得到安息所以把他们带走把他们解弃
And in the original text, blessed are those the dead who die in the Lord, the Spirit says, So that they may be, they may rest from the labors. This word that can also be in order that they may rest.
我们在这个中文翻译看不到这个意思。
In the Chinese translation, there's no such meaning.
在别的翻译看得到。
And in the English or other translations,
为什么神要替我们回去？
Why is it that we have to be received?
因为神为了使我们息了自己的劳苦，为了让我们不要再劳苦，他带我们回去。
Because in order for us not to labor anymore, God wants to receive us back.
当他带我们回去的时候，不只是息了我们的劳苦，不只是不让我们再劳苦，不用再背十字架，而且还要奖赏我们，要荣耀。
When we have been received back by Jesus, not only have we rested from our labors, we labor no more, we also will be receiving
reward. 原来主耶稣让我们死，接受我的灵魂，原来有这个是极大的恩典，有这么大的爱在里面，爱。这么深的爱在里面。
The fact that the Lord God wants to receive us and allow us to die, there is such great love behind us.
我们不是活得很累吗？
Aren't we having a tiring life?
我们十字架不是背得很重，已经差不多背不起来了吗？
Isn't our cross so burdensome we can no longer bear?
我们不是曾经想不要背，想要丢掉了吗？
Aren't there times where you want to let it all go?
耶稣说好了，够了。
Jesus says it's enough then.
我带你回去。
Let me take you back.
你死到你不用再劳苦。
So that you do not labor anymore.
死到你不用再背十字架。
So that you do not have to bear the cross anymore.
这个就是主耶稣让我们死的真正原因啊。
This is the real reason why Jesus allows us to die.
怪不得保罗说死是好的无比，也是非常好、非常美的一件事。
No wonder Paul said this is such a beautiful thing, in death.
好，我们看最后一点。
We look at the last point.
圣灵的第二个解释。
The second explanation.
为什么在主里死的人有福？为什么
？Why are they blessed who die in the Lord?
圣灵解释说，因为工作的果效也随着他们。
The Spirit explains their works follow them.
哦、oh, ，你所工作的果效，你所行所做的善果，必永远随着你。有些翻译说。他们工作的善果必永远随着他们。
In other translation, the works or the efficacy of their good works will follow them eternally.
所以你曾经付出的，你曾经做的善事，所做的美事，你付出的爱心，不会消失的，不会不见的。
And all the good and all the good things that you have done before will not go missing.
哦，甚至有些人已经忘记了，有些人哦就把你的爱心丢掉了，感觉到没有价值的。
Some people have,
像而且还讥笑你
have even trampled on your love, on your kindness, and even mock at you.
但圣经说，圣灵说，主耶稣带你回去的时候，我会连同把你的善果、你所行的爱心、种种美事，一起带回去。一起带到主耶稣的面前。
Holy Spirit here says that the efficacy of your good works will also follow you before the presence of God.
所以我们不必担心。你回去的时候，你去见耶稣的时候，两手空空，不会的，你绝对不会两手空空见耶稣的。
And at this point, you don't have to worry that you might go back to see Jesus empty-handed.
除非你根本没有工作过，没有工作的果效，一点都没有了。
Unless you have not done any work at all.
Any work, 你完全没有呀。
You have not done any work.
我的天哪、啊，那你的信仰是什么来的？你到底你的信仰是怎样的
？In that case, oh dear, what kind of faith?
Oh dear, 怪不得你不要这么怕死啦。
No wonder you fear death.
怪不得你不死亡一来到耶稣就哎呀主耶稣，我不要主耶稣，我害怕。怪不得你这样讲呀。
No wonder you are so scared to die.
因为你知道你没有把握啊，你根本没把握进天国呀。
You have no guarantee that you might enter.
你自己知道没有东西，没有什么东西带给主耶稣呀。
You yourself know that you have nothing to carry.
所以你现在赶快做。
Therefore, you have to start working.
现在有付出爱心，有行爱心事，有守神的道理。
Have you been practicing?
有机会敬拜神。
The work of love and also coming for church services.
圣灵说，你就不用担心，你就不会两手空空见主耶稣。
The Spirit says that you do not have to worry that you will come and see Jesus empty-handed.
而且呢，你所行所做的，别人不能够抢走的。
And your works that you have done will not be snatched away.
老实说，在这个世界，甚至一些教会里面的侍奉
，even in some services at church,
你做了的功劳，你做了的一些成果。别人抢去啊，人家说是他做的。
Your good work.
我在教会看到这样的事，在外面更多这样的事。
The credits will not go to you. The credits will go to others who didn't do your work.
好像一个总务。
Just like a
很多
general affairs.
教会很多琐事，很多接待的工作要做。
There are many reception work and miscellaneous work.
接送信徒、再送信徒要做。
A lot of work of transporting.
很多在漏水什么，这个又要修修补补，要人做。
A lot of repairing of the leakage.
这个总部从来没有做过任何一样。
And yet, this person in charge of general affairs.
他的分这个叫这个叫那个，全部是人家的信徒在做。
Has never done anything. All he did was to instruct others.
而且信徒说的也不是很多，就是做来做去是那一两个人。
And it is the same one or two members have been doing all the work.
真正在做的是那一两个信徒。
The real worker are these believers.
可是他的报告，他的表现就是他在做的。
But when he reported it, he only reported about himself.
但是你人家做的功劳被他抢去了。
He snatched away the credits of others.
他没有做的，把算在他的份上。
He counted the work of others on his.
教会会发生这样的事。
Things like this happen in the church.
外面更加会发生这样的事。
All the more outside a church.
但是在天国。
But in heaven.
绝对不会发生这样。
None of such injustice will happen.
你做的善果，你做的善事就是你的。
Your good work belongs to you.
随着你去。
It follows you.
人家要抢也抢不到。
It will not be taken by others.
因为这些果效是主耶稣肯定的，耶稣看作的。
The efficacy of your work will be assured by Jesus.
在耶稣的眼里，耶稣的手里，你抢得走吗？你能够从耶稣的手里抢走人家的福分吗？
Your blessings is in the hands of Jesus. Can anyone snatch away?
但世上会哦。
In the world, it might be taken away.
有些不属灵的信徒做圣工也会哦。
People who are not spiritual, they do divine work. They also do the same. They snatch away people's credit.
不是抢做圣工，是抢人家的荣耀。
They snatch the glory of the work.
嗯呐，大家站在那边吵呀。
And they argue for it.
你说累不累？
Isn't it tiring?
很累啊。
Very tiring.
那圣灵讲完了，见证了 这件事情。
After the Holy Spirit has testified on this matter,
那你跟着下去就 看到什么呢？
What do you see next?
跟着看下去就是15节到20节。
Verse 15 to verse 20.
14节开始。
Verse 14 to verse 20.
那就是收割的意象。
The vision of the harvest.、嗯、
这里说庄稼已经熟透了。
Here it says the harvest is all ripe.
天使、哦、来收割，把和庄稼一捆一捆的收回天家。
The angel has come to reap the harvest.
我们看到前面有三个飞在空中的天使在传福音。
We see there are three angels in heaven preaching the gospel in heaven.
在传警告。
To preach the warning.
那后面呢又有三个天使出现。
And later three other angels appeared.
刚好三个天使都是收割的天使。
And these three angels are those with to harvest.
哦，讲完了这些福音。传完了这些福音就开始收割了。
After the gospel has been spoken, they came to reap.
讲完了在主耶稣里面死的人有福了，就开始收割了。
After speaking that blessed are the dead who die in the Lord, they started harvesting.
所以意思说很快。
That's to say that it will be.
很快就会被天使收割回去了。
It will happen very quickly, and in an instant you will be harvested.
嗯，感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
哦。在主耶稣里面死的人有福了，是因为前面有五个见证、五个原因、五个行为。
Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord because of the five testimonies before this.
再加上圣灵讲解的两个原因、两个见证。
On top of which the Holy Spirit also testified on two reasons.
那一共就是七个原因、七个见证、七种行为。
All together to testify, there will be seven testimonies, seven works, and seven reasons.
现在你应该清楚为什么说。在主耶稣里面死的人有福了，你应该明白了。
Now you should understand better. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord.
嗯，它是有原因、有见证的。
It is based on these reasons and testimonies.
不是说一个人信主了、饿死了有福了，不是这样的。
It's not to say anyone who die believing as a believer will have such blessings.
我们做传道常常遇到这种难题。
This is a challenge that many preachers will have.
曾经好几次遇到根本不认识的信徒，看都没看过，听都没听过。
Oftentimes we meet members whom we have never heard of before.
死的时候，家里一封电话来传道，我父亲死了，我家人死了，我的什么哥哥死了。
Upon their death, the family member would just give us a phone call calling for a memorial service by us.
去敲他，去问任何一个人都没有任何一个人认识他。
And nobody actually knows them.
也许认识的人。都已经走了，或者已经搬走了。
Or even those who knew them before had already moved away.
因为自从他洗礼来过那一两次教会，就从此以后没来过教会。
Because since they were baptized, they never came to church.
直到他死也没有来过教会。
Until the day they died, they never came.
请问这个是死在主耶稣里面，还是死在主耶稣外面？
Did they really die in the Lord or out of the Lord?
这么多年几十年你们没有看过你 来敬拜祭会神
For all these many decades you have never come to church
我的时候感谢主哦耶稣接待灵魂上天国
And upon your death
你讲得出来吗
Shall we be able to say praise the Lord
我讲不出来
I cannot say that
我只相信圣经讲
I only believe what the Bible says
他死的时候是在主耶稣里面
That he has died in the Lord.
什么叫做在耶稣里面
What does it mean to be in the Lord?
还不清楚吗
Isn't it clear enough?
唱诗
Sing a hymn.